You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. May good things be well.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. We have something very important to say, to share together this morning. And I want you to listen and listen well. Are you following me? I said, are you following me? Alright, I want to show you a scripture. Follow me quickly to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number 112. We'll start the reading from verse 1 to 3. Alright. Psalms 112 from verse 1 to 3. Ask your neighbor. Hope you came to church with the Bible. Am I prophesying? Amen. Alright, look at it. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants shall be mighty on the head. Can I hear a big amen to that? The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Alright, look at verse 4. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guard his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees the desires of his enemies. Now look at that verse. Verse 2. When a man fears the Lord and delights in his commandments, his descendant will be mighty on the head. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. Alright? There are two things to note here. When a man cooperates with God, things will cooperate with him. Are you following me? Yeah. If a man stays for so long, if wilderness experience of a man stays for too long, we can doubt the man's cooperation with God. Let me break it down. Are you there? Amen. Hear me. If it will take God 5 years to teach a man what the man should learn in 1 week, alright, the man should not go about rejoicing and saying God is passing him through a process. Alright, if there is an extension in the wilderness phase of a man's life. It is no longer God passing the man through a process. It is his disobedience keeping him in process. All right? And because we have learned as Christians that once things are not the way we want it, let's conclude that it is wilderness experience. So many believers don't bother asking, who is doing this in my life? Things are the way they are. Why? The question why will rescue you from the pangs of the enemy. It will rescue you from ignorance. All right? I am still at this phase, trusting God for this thing sincerely. Why? Before people make the conclusions about the powers from father's house and mother's house, all right? Sometimes there's no need going that far. Why? If the way of a man pleases God, it will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Witches and wizards are not as powerful as we have painted them to be. They are only seemingly powerful over a man that has turned his back on Jesus, one way or the other. Are you following me? Yes. All right. The descendant of the upright shall be mighty on the earth. Mighty on the earth. I want to go into something very serious. Pastor Julius, I was showing them something yesterday night. Kenny, come. I want to give an example. I was showing them something yesterday night. Please, everybody, look up. Particularly if you're a man in this house, by now you should know my style. All right, please pay attention. It doesn't matter the attempt of the devil over the life of a child. It doesn't matter. Let's assume this is the father. As long as this man can have a track record that is consistent with God. All right. What are the track records that is concerned with God in terms of marriage? That he will live a faithful life. All right. That he will be satisfied with the wife of his youth. Why am I always emphasizing on this? It doesn't matter how skillful you are. If you are promiscuous, you'll be small. It doesn't matter your skillfulness. The Bible says that the life of an adulterous man is like a piece of bread. Proverbs 5. Right? They eat it at any time. As long as this man, hear me, even if this man does not have revelations in terms of revs, coming to break revs in church, because we have assumed that only those who are holding the microphone and are men of God. All right? He may not be breaking revs, but because there is a consistent track record with God in his life, his family will experience the overflow. That is, these children, even if they want to smoke, even if they want to drink, as long as they have a father that can constantly say, we have morning devotion, God has an address through which he can reach them. So, regardless of the attempt of the devil over the seeds of the righteous, they will be mighty on the head. Why? God has a link to reach them. You see, you don't know what you're doing when you, out of your pain, disappoint God. You are exposing the next generation to the same pain. You know, we are dealing with values, recognition of value. All right, valuable substance, valuable things. A relationship with God is priceless. It is of essence. Are you following me? All right. So, I think I shared this on Tuesday, that one of the most painful thing that can happen to her, all right, is that she learns to grow. Now, I'm talking about a lady. She learns to grow up in his absence. I'll tell you why and how. in his absence, not in the sense that he's dead, but in the sense that he's alive but not responsible, all right, to supervise the growth of his children. A lady is not designed for survival, to enter survival mode. All right, ladies are designed to thrive, that is, to be helped. They are strong, they're not just weaker vessels, but because of the making, more fragile than you can imagine. If this girl has to learn to survive, all right, it will affect the entire configuration about her. She will do terrible things and have no remorse. All right, sometimes in church you may put her on suspension and even expel her, but it goes beyond her. The absence of a man that stays with God has changed the configuration of her mindset, such that she sees misbehavior as a norm. So what we are saying is this: your walk with God is not about you, it's about the next generation also. Are you following me? Yes. All right. It doesn't matter how simple a family is, as long as there is a man and a woman that can come and bend their knees before God, then there are thrones of the upright of the mighty. They will be. Just a matter of time. Are you following me? God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. I was counseling a young boy recently. All right, a young boy, I'm probably age 21 or 22. And what was his issue? He got a girl pregnant. So I decided to call him and counsel him. All right, before I made the call, the Lord had been calling my attention to the fact that the mistake he had just made, he will make it again. Media, you may want to help those watching online with sound. All right. The Lord had been calling, said this mistake he will make it again. So I called him. And when I sat with him, I noticed that there was no iota of remorse. So the first question I asked him is, where is your father? So he said, he's somewhere, he doesn't even want to see me. I said, ah. Let me say this to you. If you are unfaithful, you are wasteful. If you are unfaithful, you are wasteful. So I want to deal with waste, all right? Understanding the psychology or dealing with wastage, really. There's a spirit responsible for it. Nobody just decides, wake up one morning and decides to be wasteful. There's a psych behind it. All right? Is somebody following me? Lift up your right hand, say, I will not be wasteful. Say it again loud and clear. Say, I will not waste the next generation. Say it with boldness. All right, there's a popular saying: whenever the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. All right, that word abuse there is the word wastage. If there is supply without demand, then there'll be wastage. If there's release without hunger, there'll be wastage. If there's provision without understanding, there'll be wastage. It is not just enough that we receive. It is important we learn the heart of management. All right? Management of people and management of resources. Management of people and management of resources. You know, I bless God for the woman of God who led the prayers the other time was really strong on the fact that God should help us to recognize people Let me say this to you. If you have the culture of lack of recognition, you will always have one regret. And the regret is, if I had known, I would have taken him serious. Or if I had known, I would have taken her serious. All right? It will be a consistent track record. Are you following me?
Yeah.
You cannot learn to value people only when it comes to valuing the right people. All right? Are you following me? That is, when I look at people, I'm going to try check and look out for those who are prospect, and I will value those ones. Prospect is not written on the head. Are you following me? There is something about the nature of God's grace that can pick a man from donkey hill. And sometimes we talk people down based on our privileged position, only for us to discover that there's something God has planted in them and our destiny needs to speak. Say it again, I will not be wasteful. Say it loud and clear, I will not be wasteful. I was listening to the story of one man of God in Nigeria. He was describing a powerful man of God. I don't want to mention the name. The father threw him, the mother, and his siblings, all that were given birth to by that woman, threw all of them outside in one day. They had nowhere to sleep. He threw them outside at night. All right? And when he threw them outside, all the children that women gave birth to, all of them, became mighty. All right? The other children, he was telling them while he was throwing them outside, that if you think I will need food from you in my old age, think again. Sir, if you make such statement, you don't understand the weight of the future. Sometimes you waste people and refer to them and tell them, do you think I will ever need you in my life? Are you sure? Because the door you are breaking may become the master door you need tomorrow. All those children became mighty. And guess what? All right, the children of other wives, none of them shone, none of them. Their heads were not lifted up. And in his old age, he took these children the mercy of God to forgive him and then took care of him before he died. Sometimes we are so, because we are hungry, you just conclude, do you think I will ever need you in my life? Sometimes you've heard your parents say it. You know, sometimes I'm in African home, and because this is a church that is very passionate about family, I'm still going to take time to teach you this ahead of time. The way most African parents raise their children is in such a way that right through all the phase of them growing up, they are emotionally disconnected from their parents. And suddenly when the children are becoming mighty, they want to reconnect. So many people are battling with issues of esteem because their parents never thought of them to become anything of significance. But Emmy, you must forgive. Because if you fail to forgive, you will hurt yourself twice. Just let go and move on. Are you following what I'm saying? Wastage. Amen. Say it again, I will not be wasteful. Loud and clear. Let me share a story with you before I show you the scriptures. There used to be a family in this Ibadan years ago. And by years ago, I'm talking about 97, thereabout. This man had one of his younger brothers staying in his house. All right? He was married to a contentious woman. Do you know what a contentious woman is? If you stay in a house with a contentious woman, you will know you have to pray before you get married. Let me say this to you. You see, if you like, study and get PhD, it still matter who you marry. Whether you use it alive or in the grave, it will be determined by them. Are you following what I'm saying? This woman put it upon herself that I will make sure I frustrate you till you leave the house. And she will frustrate that young man, send him out of the house on some occasion. In fact, the final day the young man was going to leave the house, around 2 a.m. at night, she pushed him out. Called him names, stupid boy, this. All right, and years later, the young man, right, by the mercy of God, entered into unusual level of wealth and became a billionaire. Now our own children are suffering. And unfortunately, it was not a young man that understood forgiveness. So he stayed to himself and let them suffer. Till now, they are suffering. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything you despise, you are wasting it. Anything you despise, you are wasting it. All right. Give a foolish man anything much, he's going to get it destroyed. Your wisdom is evaluated through your managerial skill, your sense of management. Your sense of management. Now, let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 18, verse 9. Proverbs chapter number 18, verse 9. Proverbs chapter number 18, verse 9. Proverbs 18, 9. You're there, say amen. Wait for those of us who are not there. Are you there now? Look at this scripture. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. There's another word used for that word, destroyer. I want you to see that word. So I read from the NKJV. So I'm going to read from KJV now. KJV. All right, Proverbs 18, verse 9. Follow me, please. Look at it. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. All right. So a waster is referred to as a destroyer. What does that mean? A lazy man and a wasteful man are brothers. Why will the scriptures compare a lazy man with a wasteful man? Because they are both wasting something. They are both destroying something. When you are lazy, it doesn't matter how great those ideas are, you will not execute them. A lazy man can make his game, catch his game, kill his game, but he cannot roast them. One of the ways you know lazy people is in the place of execution. A lazy man may conceive powerful ideas, he will never execute them. He wastes resources. All right, it doesn't matter what God tells a man who is lazy, it's going to waste. Give him a powerful idea now. Shake him. He will jump, jubilate, but he will never get them done. There are many qualities in lazy people. One of the qualities you see is complacency. A man who is not convenient, but he's okay. All right, he's more at ease than those who are better than him. Are you following me? Have you seen people who are broke, who are sleeping more than those who have money? He's broke. Nothing is working. But he will sleep, and those who have millions, they can't sleep. They are working and then burning night candle and then planning for the future. I get what I'm saying now. But this lazy guy, just going to sleep off. A lazy man can sleep anywhere. A little sleep, a little slumber. A little folding of the arms to rest. So shall poverty will come upon you like a bandit. Mean that poverty has a high that recognizes lazy people. Alright? The best location of a lazy man is his bed. Once he steps there, he's going to sleep. Many times God brings opportunities to take territories, instructions, things obviously to be done to a lazy man, but he will never get them done because his issue is execution. So if you have issues with getting things done, you are wasteful. That's what the Bible is saying. You're wasteful. All right? You are wasteful. Even, let me say this, even that brother that God has been telling him that that sister is his wife, but he's slothful, you are wasteful. And you will soon regret it. Because somebody who is very smart hears God well and does God's command will hear him once. Once have I heard. All right. Once have you spoken, twice have I heard. All right. God will speak once. He will hear again. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Good. Thank you, Father. Where should I go? But you are still studying encyclopedia. I want to observe her for a while. Observant master. All right. Anything, Yoruba has an adage. They said, Agbaton la gbole, tabadashopole, apalaro. Mean that if you give a lazy man clothes, you have to supervise the fact that the clothes has to be done, managed well. Why? Anything you give a man who is wasteful, that thing is actually going to go into depreciation. Nothing appreciates in the hands of wasteful people. Nothing. Give him a woman, she will depreciate. He doesn't know how to enhance anything. Give a wasteful fellow a man, it doesn't matter his anointing, he's going to die young. Does not know how to appreciate anything. Wasteful people. So, why are we teaching this? We bless God for this season of our lives. We're trusting God. Prosperity shift. You're trusting God for many things, but hear me. All right? If you don't understand how to value small things, you can't be trusted with more. And you have to start from where you are. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. Start from there. I will not be wasteful. I will not be wasteful. You know, there are many of us that, according to God's calendar, He has made you a millionaire already. And even His angels are surprised of the reason why you are not working in billions. Because all you need to have stepped into it has been given to you, but you despise them. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, wastefulness is not just about despise. All right? Wastefulness can also be as a result of pride, arrogance. All right? One of the things a proud man does is that it trivializes everything, commonizes people, look down things. Are you following what I'm saying? There are brothers in church that, according to God's calendar, you are married, but he's single to stupor. Why? When God brought that girl, he looked at her and said to his family on the hips now. H-I-P for the hip, for the hip, for the hip. Aha. And these are the kind of brothers you can't suspect. Only Shelly Makaya. Oh God. Say, I will not be wasteful. What I'm teaching is a very powerful principle. If you value everything, God, if God says what I'm giving you is yours, even if you feel it is small, if God is saying, I have looked at the capacity of this, and I'm saying what it is, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into your own imagination. If it is God preparing it, it is bigger than what you can think. Whether it comes big or in a small package, there are things that comes in a small package, but they can explode. Small package. You know, say, I didn't know this thing could have been big. That's the language of a wasteful person. I didn't know. When will you know? Tell your neighbor, I didn't know. Are you following me? Yes. So there are things we are still crying for. But according to God's calendar, I have released these. Do you know if we maximize all the opportunities God has brought our way, by now we should be greater? All the opportunities, people, quality people. Quality people, quality people! You were just serving in the same CDS.
But you are not used to saving anybody's contact, because to you, once a brother asks you for your contact, he wants to marry you. And sister, I know who I am. I know who God says I am. Duh. Hello, sister. How you doing? Wow. So good to see you in church this morning. You look so good. I don't know if I can just get your contact. We could talk from here. And this is it. Ah, no. I'm already engaged, as you can see. Who asked you? Say, okay. It's a ring that she's showing. It's a ring. Okay. So you can know. Know what? When as give me your number, turn to, will you marry me? Sometimes the people that could have shifted us, they don't have your contact again because you don't follow up relationships. You won't follow. Have a day in your life that you reach out to your friends. Hello, how are you doing? Just to check up on you. You are the one who is always imagining you'll be greater. That's why you don't call anybody. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you know that relationship is to be watered for it to endure? It's to be watered. There are people that if you don't call them. I think I was in a conversation this week. Somebody called me from Lagos and said, you came for so and so meeting, this, that. I collected your contact. You said I should reach out. And I think it's over a year now. Say he's just reaching out. I said, sir, honestly, I can't put a face to the name. All right, because if you have somebody's contact for over a year and you didn't reach out, you didn't do anything, just after now you are trying to reach out, something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. Actually, your network ought to be your net worth. But that is when you value the network. All right? It is not automatic. Relationship is a social capital. The people God has blessed you with. Are you following me? Say it again, I will not be wasteful. All right, I'm going to start a conversation about a young man in the Bible. And by second service, I will do more exegesis about him. And that's the young man in Luke 15. So when you get home, you might just want to stay around online radio or watch live, all right, via the Facebook platform of the church. All right, to see the story of what was he called? That guy. You might want to learn more things from that story. Are you following me? I want to show you something. Proverbs chapter number 15. I'm sorry, Luke chapter number 15. Luke 15. Luke 15. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you there? Are you there now? Look at it from verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. Now, if you follow Luke 15, all right, you discover that Jesus was sharing many parables. All right, from verse 3, he spoke a parable unto them, saying this, was sharing parables. But in verse 11, he said, a certain man. Meaning that the story of Luke 15:11 is not a parable. All right, there's no such thing as the parable of the prodigal son. It's not a parable. A certain man. It happened. It's a real life. He was sharing a real life event with them. All right, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. All right, that is giving my own inheritance. Now verse 13. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted substance with riotous living. All right. Flamboyant living, wasted his substance.
Verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. There are many things to note from this. All right? The young man was wasteful. One of the ways to identify people who waste resources is that they are more concerned, all right, with dividends than process. They are more concerned with profit than work. They are more concerned with salary than their value in your company. All right, and I teach people, you want to go for an interview, don't be more excited about the salary than you are more excited about the value you want to render to the work. All right, if you are more excited about the salary than the value you want to render, then they can look at your psychology and say poverty sent you down. Many are rejected from interviews not because they don't have good CV, but because they look desperate. All right, this young man looked at his father and said, give me a portion of your wealth that is my own entitlement. I want a portion. All right, and the father said, all right, no problem. All that I have are for you, my children. And he divided it into two and then gave him. Then he gathered all that the father gave him. He gathered what? All. He didn't invest some. He gathered all. Then he traveled far. Lazy, wasteful men loves isolation. Wasteful men loves what? Isolation. All right. A wasteful husband will not consult his wife to make any business plan. They will not. In fact, anytime a man wants to make decisions alone, he doesn't want anyone into that privacy. He doesn't want anyone to enter into his mind. He doesn't want anyone to know what he's doing. That man is about wasting something. And as a young man, you must hear me. You will do well if you listen to your wife. You will do better. What you don't have strength to hold, don't be the manager in charge of it. Are you following what I'm saying here? The man traveled away from all his instructors. Nobody should talk to me now. If when you have money, you begin to despise people, you are a poor man. All right? I think somebody once asked me that question. He said, Pastor, I have an issue. I don't know the reason why whenever I have made a huge amount of money, people look small in my eyes. I don't know what's wrong with me. I said, I know. That's the spirit of poverty. That is the spirit of poverty. All right? That when you have some change you can count, you now begin to despise people. That's poverty there. Are you following what I'm saying here? It's poverty. You hear me? If everywhere you have stepped to, your feet into, all right, they are always bad people. They didn't recognize you. They didn't respect you. They didn't treat everywhere you have ever been to. You're a wasteful person. If the only person who has been right everywhere you get to is you, then something is wrong with you. Only a foolish man is right in his own eyes. Are you following what I'm saying here? He traveled far. He didn't stay close where there can be supervision. He didn't stay close where anyone can check into his heart's desires. Sometimes silence is not a virtue. What did I say? Silence sometimes is not a word, virtue. Because the things you are quiet about, you know, let me give you a story to help you, in case you're about making that decision. This might be prophetic. Years ago, this story, you need it. I got a call from one of my converts. Somebody say convert. I didn't know that she was unconverted convert. And said, please, Pastor, my boyfriend was trying to send me a good from, I think, the United States of America. But while they were trying to bundle the thing, the fellow who was doing the packaging, his money fell inside. About $50,000. He said, so the package has gotten to the airport through so and so courier service. So he said, the guy will need to speak to you. They need to clear the package. The guy called me with international number. USA, Ray. I picked the call. The guy was talking to me. So please, sir, you know, this, that. When I was trying to pack it, I didn't know my wallet was inside, and I have some $50,000, this, this, this. And now the things are at the airport,
they've seized the goods, got the money. They will need a certain amount of money to clear it out. When the goods finally get to you, then you can take $5,000 for yourself. I sat down, pick calculator and buy $5,000. I was looking at the one fine mall like that, in that mall, Ilefe. I looked at the mall. I said, you are learning. Whenever I'm walking on the street, I'll be looking at some shops. I said, I'm going to break you together. Break these ones together. Then there'll be barbering saloon here. Then just here. There'll be this, that. Then we'll put this here. I was calculating. Be in this town, oh my God, you know, the guy was just calling, say we have such and such number of days to. I didn't share with anybody, but no, I would have shared. I didn't have up to the money I went to borrow. Sister, at the Dolowo, this thing I want to do, just give me, you give me 50, there, I'll add my own, then we can. The sister to look at me and say, 50,000, okay, your account. Say, but this is my school fee, so. Well, if you can quickly do something with this pastor, and then it will pa- I say, don't worry, this one is a Saturday, it's a short thing. I paid the money, went to collect jama, paid the money. The guy that was speaking phonetics, suddenly is now speaking raw English. Alagba. I know there's something about scamming. Once you can pay in the first place, they know you can pay more. The guy kept saying, you know, so at the airport now, you have paid for that. Now there's so and so money for you to pay. Oh, God. If you sell everything I have now, it's not up to 10,000. So one afternoon, he didn't know he had dialed my number. So they called, he called me. I was now hearing them talking pidgin English underneath. The guy was telling somebody, said, how far that your guy? That your guy? Say, ah, that one, you don't pay. That maga, don't pay. I say, hey, Jesus. Say, that maga, I don't pay. Say, but you see that guy, sure. That guy, I seen this, so he go see pay more. I say, hey. I was hearing everything they were saying. You know, I was teaching in a school at that time. I was planning. The salary now look like what going to be. When I heard all those conversations, I called him back and he was not talking about anything. I said, I will find you. I will trace you. I will come after you. He said, get off my phone, idiot. I said, the bank teller where I paid the money to. I went to the bank. I said, let's trace the sir. They just come this money. I said, it's against the ethics of our profession. I said, ethics care. When you are no longer consulting people, you are about damaging something. Yes. That's the moral of the story. You're about damaging something. Stop looking for get rich quick scam schemes or something. Somebody saying Ethereum. I'm not sure it is. Is it? Where's Pastor Jope? MMM. Moku Mugbe Muda. You know, a friend of mine told me that. He said, when this MMM thing crash, the number of mad people in Lagos will increase. Some people even went as far as going to the studio to sing. MMM. I said, I have a friend. The weekend that the father invested 1 million naira on Friday. You know, the way you pay is that you pay to a contact. They'll be calling you. So you are the one, you have to pay me 200,000. You have to pay me 40,000. Some of us love those things. They send you a message. Send 50,000 out to so and so riches investment platform. In the next 2 hours, you can get 100,000. Say, I love it. Along to say,
a multitude of counsel is sift. Even if you are about to make a wasteful decision, but accountability that is well settled in your heart will not allow you. All right, learn to trust the people that God has placed in your life with your heart, your decisions. Trust them. All right, I want to do this. What do you see about this? Can I invest into this? Say, all right, let's check it together. Then, let me ask you a question. Before making any investment, do you pray? Or you just evaluate? Does God have a say? When a man is in a hurry to make wrong decisions, the only question he does not want to hear is, have you prayed? Say, I want to do this, I want to. Sir, how beautiful. But have you prayed? Somebody here, that question is for you this morning. Bless God for what you're about putting that money into. But sir, have you prayed? You know, I was teaching on praying at Telegram prayer platform with mentees, and if you are not there, register to be there on her daily. All right. And the Lord gave me a word that night. Tell that fellow, don't invest that money. Don't put it there. It pained me. Because the fellow who later invested happened to be a daughter, and she had already invested. She felt bad. Ah, she said, you would have reached me. All right. Any decision you're about making without a thought of consultation will usually end up as a wrong decision. You can waste intentionally and you can waste sincerely, unintentionally. You are not intending it, but you have still wasted something. So either waste, don't waste anything. Are you following what I'm saying? Recognize value. Even when it does not look like it, preserve it. Preserve it. Preserve it. Value people. I'm saying this again. Value people. Don't go about hurting people. Don't go about hurting people. Don't go about hurting people. Say, this is my temperament. Don't go about hurting people. Value them. All right, learn to speak words that will bring healing to the heart of people. It is not everything you notice that you react to. Mm-mm. You can't gather people that way. You say, the way I am, once I see it, my blood is auto, I must say, you will destroy people. Calm down. Sometimes you have to make excuses for people in your heart, if not, you will waste them. Somebody has just done something, say, you know what? Maybe this fellow was not in his right mind. And then you hold on. As a matter of fact, we must have a culture that regardless of what people are doing wrongly, our heart towards them must be to the end that they are restored, not to the end that they are just judged. Are you following me? Say it again, I am not a waster. Say loud and clear, I'm not wasteful. I recognize that which is valuable. Amen. Now, hear me. I want to lead you to pray. Pray a very important prayer. Do you mind rising up, standing up to pray? Stand. I want you to hold the hands of somebody beside you. I want us to pray a prayer of agreement. From now onward, Say, Father, say loud and clear. Say, Father, from now onward, I will no longer make a wasteful decision in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, decree loud and clear. Pray it. I will not make a wasteful decision. I will not make a wasteful decision. In the name of Jesus. I will not make a wasteful decision. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hear me. There might be somebody here in church this morning who is about making a very terrible decision. And God has brought this word for you. You are about quitting that relationship because you are seeing somebody who is seemingly better. Hold on. Wait. And pray. Hear God. Don't hear your flesh. Hear God. Hear Him well. It is not all that glitters that is good. Hear God well. Don't make any decision out of the impulse of your emotions. Alright? Somebody says that when your emotions dictate your direction, accident is inevitable. It will always happen. Are you following me? And there's somebody here, the Lord is giving you a word. Slow down. And ponder on the decisions you are making. Slow down. You have been rushing and rushing and rushing. It's time to slow down. And just wait. What kind of decision have I been making? Put your hands on your head. I receive wisdom. Strategic wisdom. I make strategic decisions. In the name of Jesus. Can you say that in prayer? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shalamakatiati. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let me say this to you. I think a man that wastes resources should be pitied. But a man who is about wasting his own life should be helped. If you come to church and you will not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are about to waste your life. It doesn't matter how good your heart is, you're about wasting your life. Anybody who can feel pain must be given the privilege to escape hell. And this is a divine opening for you this morning. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. Whether you are listening online or you are here, and you are saying, I've wasted all chances to give my life to Christ. I've not been serious with it. My life is wasting gradually, or I'm a leg in, one leg out. Today I'm in, tomorrow I'm out. Just lift your hands wherever you are. We just want to pray a prayer with you, a prayer of agreement. Lift your hands. Just lift it up wherever you are. Sit. Just lift those hands. Say it. Father, help me. If you are lifting your hands, if you don't mind, let the ushers help me. If you don't mind, can you come out? Let me agree with you. Don't hide yourself. Don't let shyness help you waste this life. When the Lord speaks to you, don't harden your heart. Come out. Just come out. Let me agree with you, prayers. Saying, I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to waste my future. I want to serve God. Because the Bible says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth when the evil days have not come. And you want to come out. Please come. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shalamakathiatish. Do we have anyone else coming? When I say, Lord Jesus, I give myself to you. I yield. I yield to you. I will not live my life just the way I want to use it. I give everything to you. I will not let it be wasted. Help me, Lord. Is there anyone else coming? It's coming. Thank you, Lord.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.